Welcome to Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life with Shannon Crow, certified health coach, and Marcia King, dietitian and nationally accredited nutritionist. Each week, we're going to cover all things health and wellness. So let's get to it.
Happy New Year, friend.
Oh my goodness, gracious, Happy New Year.
How long do you say Happy New Year to people, by the way? Like, do you like go all month long? When do you stop saying Happy New Year to people?
Probably end of January. I think that's fair. Yeah. 23, okay. We'll bring it in with a month. Yeah.
How was your holiday?
It's exciting. It's a new year, right? This is super exciting. Yeah.
So you were spending some time with family over the holidays. What, like, how were your holidays? I feel like I shared everything with people, but where are you at?
Oh my gosh. No, it was wonderful. Got to spend some time with my children, which we've learned in the past, very important. Made some memories, made some cookies. Really, it was just so busy, but yet relaxing. Does that make sense? I mean, obviously, that's probably how everybody feels. There was a little chaos in it, right? So, but just being able to spend time, you know, with your loved ones makes it all wonderful and warm and fuzzy. And, you know, we shared some great nights, some great meals, presents, the whole shebang, I guess. So, yeah.
And I mean, your kids are much older. They're adults now, right? So it's always nice to have them come back home and connect with them. And,
you know, absolutely. And adults, right? It's an adult relationship now, you know, even though, you know, they're your children, but it's a different, unique dynamic. And it's always fun. So we get to share everything and what's going on in their life, how this year's shaping up and looking at this point and all those wonderful things. So yeah, it was very good. Very good. Hectic and wonderful same time.
That's where the hustle and bustle comes in, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's true.
Sure.
How about you? What all happened? Would you have family time? And
there was some family time. And I just, you know, the one thing that really came out of COVID that was good, because there's so much that was not, is we are all just more comfortable using FaceTime, Zoom. And so it's always fun to connect with those family members who can't be there physically. Yeah. And having that video time so you can still see each other and still have fun. So yeah, for Christmas dinner, Adam and I sat here at the dinner table and my parents joined us with Zoom,
I love it.
And you know, 5 years ago, we never would have thought about doing that. That would have been crazy talk.
Exactly. You're right. Our technology, we did that, I guess, 2 years ago. We were in different states, but yeah, can kind of bring it together over the screen. So wonderful.
Idea, it works. Yes. And same thing, you know, I finished a book. I got more reading time in. And like you said, hustle and bustle, but then also some moments to relax, which I think is.
Yeah. So yeah.
Important. So it's a new. Good.
And just like the maintaining, right? Because it's so crazy, roll, but then just kind of maintaining. And that feels good.
Yeah. Oh, 1,000%. Because you don't want to start the day behind, so to speak. So New Year, do you do resolutions? Do you do, like, I talked a little bit last week, how I do themes to my year. Like, what, how do you approach a new year? Is it just another day, or do you do a big thing or a little thing?
Yeah. I mean, I think I have come to learn that, I mean, I was one to set, you know, big lofty goals, right? That you're going to accomplish within the year, and made a big, I don't want to say production, but it was a like, you know, write it on paper, then mail it to yourself that it comes in the mail in 6 months and this and that, and this and that, right? Goals to accomplish. I would say I would be maybe 50% in achieving something, you know, right? So big. So I have kind of stepped back a little bit, wanting to set not as lofty goals, I guess, but just something that will help me to achieve health and wellness, which is really my main goal, right? My focus. And I mean, this year I kind of just set a goal to declutter, which is sounds huge, right? But if you take a small area, like I started with my kitchen, and that's basically where I focused, and kind of just declutter so I feel good in the space. That way I can feel the movement and the shift of things that I want to put in place this year, right? So that's what I did this year, you know, and I feel good about it.
So decluttering, do you do just like physical decluttering, or do you do other ways in your life that you declutter things, like scheduling?
Well, this was a physical for the kitchen, right? Cleaning and then taking things and paying it forward. I had like so many things in the kitchen that, well, you know, like you do your spice rack, right? And it's like expired. So you're tossing, cleaning, right? That feels good. But then there's things like canned goods that, you know, pay it forward. I would donate it or things like that. But it was more physical, actually, for the kitchen. Yeah. And it feels good. It feels really good. It looks good, I feel like. So, yeah.
And to me, it's kind of like everything else. If you look good, then you feel good. And then you're more likely to be more productive or more successful at whatever your task at hand is.
It's so true. It is so true. You know, I mean, just that small step, which can seem overwhelming, like I said, but if you just take it, you know, little by little, that was my New Year's resolution. And that's what I put forward. So I'm happy about it. How about you?
So mine is to be detoxifying. And so like that, for me, that includes lots of different little things. And I give it themes because sometimes you have an insane week. You can't like, you know, deep clean, you know, declutter, for example, going back to yours, all in 1 week.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
But to me, it's one of those things where like, if I go to Target to stock up on cleaning products, am I choosing something full of chemicals that are going to actually hurt me? Or am I going to buy something that's more organic and all natural, but still effective? You know, that's kind of my theme this year, to really think through those decisions. And also just where I spend my time too, you know. Sometimes friendships can be, I don't want to say toxic, because my theme is detoxifying. But, you know, is this person kind of in a mood that's bringing you down? Do you need to maybe say no to one coffee date and just give yourself a couple days just to chill and still be a good friend? But sometimes, you know, if you're in a spot where you're just not feeling it, why, you know, spend time with somebody who brings you down? You know, we all have our moments, but you can still be a good friend and be there for them. It's more of just, I think, thinking of, yeah, how that person fits into your life in that moment. But still be a good friend. We'll just make good choices about social interactions, I think. I just
had a conversation with a client this morning on a session where, you know, we talked about an event coming up, someone that, you know, this person really wants to see, but at the point when you're depleted, your health comes first, right? Yes. Your health and wellness, right? Then you start to beat yourself up. Well, I really want to see this person and spend time with them. And, you know, this kind of goes off the path of you saying their toxicity, but I was just going to the point where it's okay to say no, right? And your health is first. And how, you know, if you're depleted, then, you know, your health is first. So I love that.
Yeah. As I say, yeah, friends aren't, I mean, they're toxic either. And I kind of, I mean, that's not where I was going with that. But like you said, if they deplete you in that moment where you need to nourish
yourself. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So yes.
I love it. I love it. I think I might lean into this, like, you know, the environmental products and so forth. How's that going? Are you finding it easy to do?
So right now, I still have so many cleaning products, you know, and just like facial creams and stuff. Like, what do they call it? Skincare? Wow. Words are hard.
Yes.
I don't need a cleaning, but so I know in my head, I have some time to research. Well, like going to the grocery store, I made more organic purchases with my proteins, like my animal proteins. I've been much more diligent. And it is interesting, obviously, how much more expensive things are. I know this, but it's kind of a reality. It's, oh, dang, that is more expensive. So then it makes me get a little more creative with having some plant proteins, which tend to be cheaper, but still a quality product. And so it is, yes, I do spend more time during my grocery shopping trips to really read the organic labels and really menu plan, and I've done some tweaking. But that's where I've done most of it right now so far, is more with food. But yes, when I finally
run out. It sounds good. I love it. I mean, that gives you a little journey to work with, get a little excitement, creativity, something new. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's worth it. The investment is worth it sometimes when, you know, we're time-wise, but we're also investing sometimes a little bit on monetary money. So too, yeah. I agree.
And I was talking to a friend of mine, and she helped, because I was searching for different apps, because there's some apps where you can scan a barcode of a product, like skincare, cleaning products, that kind of stuff. And it tells you basically mm-hmm. how bad it is for you or how good it is for you. And sometimes, and the one I found, and I haven't used it a lot yet, but she suggested one because I didn't like the one I had found. And it tells you different allergens too. So if you're very, you know, sensitive to fragrances, it does that as well as all the stuff in there, the all natural chemical things. So I'm kind of excited to play with that as I start to purchase more cleaning products and body care, hygiene things.
Yeah. How fun. I mean, it could be mind blowing too, to see what's in there. I mean, we do that with our foods, right? Our backgrounds and, you know, but just mind blowing. I love that. The app. I mean, there's so many apps out there too for so many things, like food as well. But yeah.
Exactly.
Fun.
So how do you make sure that you're staying on track? Because this is what, week two of the new year. I'm sure some people are going strong with their resolutions or their themes or their focus or whatever you want to call it. How do you make sure that you don't fall off the wagon and don't self-sabotage and all that good stuff? Do you have any tricks? I think tips?
One good statement. And I, you know, we talk about this in the beginning sessions of my program, you know, you're at the starting line, right? We're just at the starting line. So baby steps, if you try to fire hose it, it's a phrase I use all the time, it usually backfires, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I love that you're doing that. And you're doing like new things for products and food and exploring apps. Baby steps, but if it's overwhelming, I also say then, you know, it's okay, right? We just take a step, a pause, and we can get back on the, so to speak, horse again tomorrow or whatever, get back on it, right? So I find that very helpful to try to do the starting line. Like my kitchen looks good, but now I feel like my brain, like some of it like feels free and I get more ideas and things like that. So kind of make a little sense with that, but just at the starting line, you can't get overwhelmed. How about you? What do you think is a good one to say?
Well, I love what you said too, is just being mindful of how you're feeling after you made that big step of decluttering the kitchen. Like that's huge. Kitchen, they're scary. So the fact that you're kind of being mindful of how good it makes you feel, you're allowing your brain and your mind to also kind of awaken and declutter with that. That does fuel you for the next step. And I love doing that with clients too. You know, each week we usually do 2, maybe 3 action steps for a client at a time. And sometimes that action step is a one-time thing. And then sometimes it's like a little daily habit thing. And it varies from week to week. And sometimes we keep the same action item for 2 or 3 weeks because maybe it's a big enough change where it does take some time to really make it successful for you, figure out how you're going to put it into action. And then tweaking that once you figure out, okay, that didn't quite work the way I wanted it to. So I love the general, like the baby steps to get to a bigger thing and being reasonable with, you know what, you're not going to be perfect every day. No one is perfect every day. So even if your idea is to drink more water every day, if you miss a day because you got busy and you forgot your water bottle home and it does everything with kompui, it's okay. You're not going to shrivel up and turn into a raisin or a prune or whatever. You're going to be okay. You get water when you get home from work. Tomorrow's a new day. So I think it's being gentle with yourself as well. And just tiny baby steps. And being okay if those baby steps take a month. That's fine.
Yes, I love it. And also with that, you had mentioned changing like the habit, right? And our unconscious has all these things that have already been mapped out for us, right? Based on our environment, our, you know, childhood and just the models in our life. So our unconscious is already formed. And when we're taking it and making a new conscious effort, the unconscious kind of wants to stay where it is, right? Because it's comfortable and, you know, it's an alarm. What's this new, right? Until you kind of take those steps, feel the, I guess the feeling of how you feel when you do make these little changes, and then over time they become a habit. That's a new habit, right? So that, you know, that's great. I love that.
Well, like you had said too, like when you make updates to your habits, you know, when you're improving them or adding something new or getting rid of something, it's easy, and I use this term very loosely, but it's easy to create a new habit in a week and sustain it for a week. It is hard to sustain it for a longer period of time. So, I mean, I kind of like, you know, I've had clients, they're doing great with their eating habits, but oh gosh darn it, here comes the holidays, or here comes a family birthday. You know, once you've seen yourself conquer a moment, you know, different scenarios, you know, like the cluttering, you know, it's easy to keep your kitchen clean for a week, but what happens when you have guests over? Or what happens if, you know, something, you know, I don't know, you know.
No, I agree. And then things are in place. And it's a new habit for me. Like, I love the way the kitchen feels. It feels bright. It feels like I can breathe. I want to try new things, new recipes, this and that, right? But I think once this new habit becomes part of your life, then the old habit that you just changed feels foreign, right?
Yes.
It will feel like really foreign to you. Like, I'm in this space, but I changed it and I feel much better when, just for example, you said water. We're both big proponent on hydration, but you know, you go into that and you're like, well, I remember how I feel once my body feels hydrated. My skin looks better. I feel so much better. I'm not bloated. All those wonderful things help us, again, baby steps, to make that into a new habit. And then when we're not drinking, we don't beat ourselves up if there's, you know, we're not perfect, but we realize that foreign feeling of like, oh, I remember, like, this is what it feels like not to be hydrated. I mean, I guess, does that make a little bit of sense? Yeah.
And what a thing to be celebrated that you're being more mindful, you know?
Yes.
I mean, even aware. If you forgot the water that day or didn't go as well as you'd hoped, now look at you being mindful of realizing, wow, you know, I don't feel as great as I do when I drink all the water. Or when I wake up in the morning and I walk into my kitchen, I don't feel that, you know, burst of energy of, ooh, this is so fresh and clean. And
yes.
And it does encourage us to go back to that new, healthier habit.
And you know, I did an episode, I think, on like non-negotiables, right? So then these new habits become your non-negotiables. But it doesn't, like you said, if we do it and we fire hose it in 1 week, the chances of the sustainability are very low, right?
Yes.
So
what are some of your tips to keep things going? You talked about being more mindful of how it makes you feel and how it affects your life. Any other tips to ensure that you are successful? I always like to ask clients, what's going to make this inevitable? Like, whatever their goal is, like, what is going to be set in place in your world to make sure that this call to action for the week, for the month, whatever it might be, is going to happen without a doubt?
Oh my gosh, I love that. And then it sounds like a lot of, like, in your mind, how do I want to say it? Not compartmentalizing, but some logistics work on that, right? I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
So how do you make
it? I mean, I was going to go back to like meditating or just taking a moment to feel that good feeling. Because I know we were talking about meditating in one of our episodes, and I'm not, you know, as good as I could be in that arena, but just something to have that feel good feeling. But I like what you're saying. Like, we do something logistically for it, right?
Yeah.
Whatever that action step is.
Yes. So for me, one of my goals is to do more yoga, because I like the mindfulness thing. I know my anxiety goes down when I do more yoga. My body also feels better because I'm working on strength and flexibility. It also is the time when no one can talk to me. You know, I put my phone on that mindfulness mode, so my texts, my calls are silenced. And so how do I make it inevitable? It is in my calendar. You know, and it's very, and my rule for my, or my goal, I should say rule, is 3 days a week. So last week, my goal is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Well, guess what? Wednesday went kapooey. So I did it Monday, Thursday, Saturday. Fantastic. But it worked. And I've made a nice, cozy little area in my attic for my yoga. And so the fact that it's inviting, and it's probably my happiest place in the house right now because it is clutter-free. The lighting is natural in there because it's very bright with the windows. It's quiet. The temperature's just right. I've made it very inviting. So I feel like that's inevitable. I've announced to friends, you know, hey, you know, this is my goal. Therefore, when I see them, they go, hey, how's that yoga goal going for you? You know, there's all these different things that I find have made it inevitable. I'm being a little flexible with it schedule-wise, but I've got my days a week. And I'm okay. Some days I've done just a 15, 20 minute thing. Some days I've done 30, 45 minute classes, you know, little videos. But I feel like everything I've done has put it into place. So it's inevitable.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you did. You wrote it down. It's in a calendar. We use a planner. I know today we have the, you know, Apple Watches or the phones that can just like, we can put everything in it. But there's a lot of the reminders, right? And that would be something logistically. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And now for some people, it's asking for help. You know, if you need to take care of yourself for a moment, asking someone else to make dinner that night. Or yeah, do the grocery pickup thing. I mean, a lot of us, I think those are free after you do a certain dollar amount. So, you know, maybe make that your weekly treat to yourself is doing the grocery pickup. That should save you time. Little things like that. I think it's okay to give yourself permission to ask for help or grace from somebody else. Because it also teaches them to do that for themselves.
And it's a huge awareness. And I just had like a mind-blowing moment when you're talking about that. My son and I, you know, we have a close relationship. It's an adult relationship. And we were having a conversation, I guess it was over the holidays, about, you know, realizing that you don't have to do things alone, right? And that's a good, it's a good thing. Like he and I can help each other. We don't have to take it all on our shoulders to complete whatever our goal is or our task or whatever we're looking for. It was just mind blowing when it was like, we both realized that we don't have to, you know, do this. We don't have to do it alone. Right.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I think we always, you know, kind of like you talk about our habits. We realize that, right? We don't have to do it alone. But then, you know, 6 weeks down the road, something tough comes up of like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. And we take it upon ourselves alone. And so I think it's like everything else, it's a muscle we have to keep stretching and strengthening. And I think the more we do it for ourselves, the more people do it for themselves. And so we can help them and then they can help us. It really is a beautiful thing. But I think we're so scared. Or we just don't even think about it, of asking for help. It doesn't even occur to us, which is almost scary.
It is. And then realizing you are asking for help, which is a beautiful thing. Again, I'll go back to the relationship with my son and I. We are asking each other for help. It's just a very poignant growth,
yes,
in the relationship. But, you know, it's just a realization and that you don't have to be alone. And it's, I don't know. It's a nice feeling.
Well,
very nice feeling.
We're scared to ask people, but how many times have you asked me for help and they're like, no, not going to do it. I can't think of a time that's ever happened.
Well, there could be rejections and that probably is a big fear. Yeah. But I feel like once you do it though, you have to put yourself out there sometimes to be that vulnerable, right? To ask.
But I feel like more often than not, people are willing, even if it's not maybe in the moment, you know, hey, this is a crazy, I can help you out tomorrow. I feel like more often than not, because you're right, you could get the rejection. But more often than not, people are willing to help or figure out how to help you. You know, I can't help you with this, but my friend John is super great at this sort of thing and they can help you. But I think asking friends for help usually helps them too. I like the thing that came to mind is, you know, I want to start walking more. If you ask a friend, hey, would you mind walking with me once a week? Odds are, you know, that person you thought to ask probably is wanting to do the same thing and wants that accountability or that partnership. And I think sometimes it really almost helps the other person more than we realize. Always. Sometimes it's a one-sided situation, you know, someone helping you move or whatever. But the person's not going to say yes if they don't want to help.
Exactly. And I think, yes, being kind is like human nature. We want to do it, right? It makes us feel good. Yeah, for sure.
I love it.
Well, my goodness, we're headed into 2023.
I know. It's been a good year. I feel positive about this year.
I do too. I really do. I feel good. Things come. I love our podcast. I love our time together. I love our topics. I'm excited about the upcoming ones about food labels and reading labels and kind of like the deception of some of those, what they call quote, quote, healthy items, healthy food items. Yeah.
That's coming up next week.
Dive into it. I'm excited. Yeah. Yes.
I love it. It's always fun to spend time with you. I'm glad we're back together after a couple of weeks off.
Yes. We enjoyed the holidays and we're back and all good. Everybody stay warm, stay healthy.
And we'll see you next time.
All right.
for joining us for another episode of Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life. Head over to our Facebook and our Instagram and share with us your takeaways from today's episode. If you enjoy our podcast, please share with others and be sure to like, rate, and review. May you continue to strive to thrive, and we'll see you next week.